The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Here we go, guys. Ready? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my little, pretty little princess.
Yeah. I noticed you said little.
You like that, right? That petiteness? You want that...
Very
to come across
tiny.
To the airwaves. Yes. And I noticed also, you know, when we have this video feed up, I noticed that you didn't want the video feed on you. Now, why is that?
Because you're far too handsome to go to waste.
I appreciate that.
Isn't
I
that
really
good?
Do. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We are the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise, and we kid you negative, friends. It's a fact. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Just uploaded our last commentary, which was posted on WND, WorldNet Daily, last night at 8 o'clock. Well, that would be Central Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, I have no idea. West Coast, I have no idea.
East Texas? Coast is 1 hour later than us.
Okay, and then the West Coast is 2 hours behind us.
You got it.
Okay, well, I'm catching up.
That's why I'm here.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. That's why we have Sons
of Liberty.
Daughters of Liberty. That's exactly right. So, friends, if you'd like to check that out, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to my personal pages, which is Bradley Dean, double E, again, two pages, one fan page, one personal page. Like them both if you would. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, friends. It is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I say this, just slow your roll, pretty little princess. Folks, it's important that you understand that we're turning talk radio into do radio. So, what do you think of that?
I totally 100% agree.
You didn't want me to, like, re-say this again, did you?
No, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And
honey, you're getting just a little too comfortable for all this radio business. Can you just kind of slow down a little bit? I mean, you act like a little kid going to a park when you know you're going to get on the radio.
That's really?
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting.
You like that?
Sure. I think it's fun to be a part of the Sons of Liberty as a daughter of Liberty. And by the way, I did speak with the Daughter of Liberty yesterday, and she did tell me that she appreciates the cheese.
Okay.
Well, she did like it.
I'll bring the crackers then.
All right. Sounds good. Well, as Bradley mentioned, Bradley's brand new article on WND came out last night titled Mask Off, The Mind of the Enemy Within. It talks about the rules for radicals on display in Obama's White House. One of our listeners actually gave us a great response. Someone who read it said, loved it. It is exactly what is happening in our country. I will be sharing this. To unite against this attack, Americans must get their heads out of the deep holes they have them in. So that's a great response from Debbie Goodwill. We appreciate that, Debbie. Also, we received a great response yesterday morning that said, good morning. I listen to your radio station on my iPod, and I'm always in awe of how the Lord is using you all and how you follow God's lead. Thank you, in all caps. I'd like to contribute to God's work and spreading his word. Would you please send me an address? And who should I address a check to? God bless each of you. Rose. Well, for those of you who are listening, if you want to call in at 1-866-233-0747, that's 1-866-233-0747, or go to Sons of Liberty Radio, our website, click the donate button at the bottom of the page, and you can make a contribution that way. So we appreciate that. Also, as we mentioned last week, we did the Wisconsin Constitutional Prayer and Action Group, and we had a great response that said, Bradley Dean gave a powerful message for all. I wish our middle school and high school students could hear him speak, as well as many more adults. He is one cool guy on fire for God and restoring our nation to its constitutional roots. Check him out. So, yes, you do want to check out Bradley Dean on Facebook.
Is it like, the hair?
I think it's the hair and the
tattoos. You know, I got a question for you. What is this new thing going on in America today where guys, I know why they shave their heads for the most part because they're losing their hair in the first place, but why are they growing these like big bushy beards? I mean, like, when you look at them, it's almost it's like a bunch of, it's just stinky. It's hippie-ish to me. I don't like it. I'm the kind of guy that likes everything perfect. I'm a hygiene guy. I don't like stinky smells, bad breath. That's preacher rule, as a matter of fact. You got to have good breath when you're speaking to people. Did you hear that, Chase? But anyways, in saying that, it's important to me, but I don't understand why these guys are like shaving their heads and then growing these beards. I mean, they look like a bunch of white Muslims. I just don't like it. It's gross.
It's got to be itchy, too, I would think. Now.
And now I got a wife sitting right next to her husband that's got a bald head and a bushy beard, and she's looking at him saying, I told you so, honey.
That's right.
Yes.
Or we've got like a fan who's sitting there saying, what's wrong with my beard? Well, like, you know, whatever works for you, but I just...
I mean, you get my point.
Yeah.
It's
you're
just kind of a
mean.
Gross... I don't like it. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, it's whatever you prefer, your beard or no beard.
No, it's the big bushy beard thing. And it's, by the way, it's in the whole music genre, too. It's like, what is going on?
It's like they braid it.
It's like almost the I never take a bath look or I never take a shower but once a year look.
That's
gross.
Bad look.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we'll just continue on.
It's a bad smell.
We'll continue on with Andrew. He saw the protestant video on YouTube, and he said, I appreciated your recent video, protestant. It explains to me why I have been so uncomfortable with sports and refuse to watch them to the amazement of others. Do remember, though, that people put anything as their God if they don't have Jesus in their hearts. Money, sex, power, sports, fine dining. The focus should be on studying the truth in the scriptures.
Amen.
And then preaching the truth to a lost, corrupted, dying world. Thank you for taking the time to read this, and God bless.
Isn't it amazing that man attempts to attach himself to those things that bring him into bondage rather than to liberate him? And when I think of the Christ who sets men free, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Well, where he is, there's liberty when we have our eyes singly set upon him, the author and the finisher of our faith. But when we get away from him, all of a sudden we're pulled into bondage, we're allured into bondage, we allow ourselves to be brought forth into bondage, and we wonder why we're there. It's the simplest thing in the world. You know, there's one road, friends, not 15. It's not, I want God and I want all this with it. It doesn't work that way. It is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. It's the and then. Whatever God wants to add onto your life, let him add onto your life, because if he adds it on, whatever he gave you, he can take it away, and he can give it to you at any time he feels. Don't put your heart on those things, friends. Put your heart onto him and keep your eyes single, and in the process, you'll be liberated and you will walk in freedom.
Couldn't
all the days
agree
of your
more.
Life.
What's more important?
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and, well, my pretty little princess to the right of me. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about mask off the mind of the enemy within. Now, we've talked about it two different times, but I'm going to bring into a different perspective September 11th to where we're at in the present. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, no nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. Let me say that again. No nation could preserve its freedoms in the midst of continual warfare. Over the last couple days, actually Monday and yesterday, which would have been Thursday, we've been talking about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Revolution and Rules for Radicals, and we've been talking about Master Saul, says Barack Hussein Obama, the disciple of Saul Alinsky. That was one of their methods, friends. Continual warfare. Create continual warfare. Agitate. Stir it up. Folks, and I talked earlier this week about how when you look at the Declaration of Independence and you see the things that our forefathers suffered under that tyrant King George. By the way, King George called your forefathers terrorists. Don't forget that. But it's interesting, when you read the suffrages, the abuses from tyrant King George towards our forefathers and towards our colonies back in the day, you'll see that one of the methods that Tyrant George. Let's call him Tyrant George, okay? He was mentally ill. We do know that. That's a fact, friends. And what's interesting about him, friends, is he was continuously attempting to create and to incite domestic insurrection. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Now, James Madison, he was the fourth president of the United States. He was also known as the father of our Constitution. He's the guy that said no nation could preserve its freedoms in the midst of continual warfare. So let's go down. Well, let's just open this up a little bit here, again, as to the topics that we've been talking about over the last week. And let's go over to James Madison again. James Madison again, when he said at a speech at a constitutional convention in 1787, he said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, I just want you to think. I'm just laying this out there for you. And we need to use a little common sense in the process. James Madison said, if tyranny and oppression or oppression come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, friends, just this last week, We see the attacks on the American people like none other. If Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration are not being exposed for more crimes that the IRS committed against the American people, that targeting of the conservative groups, the Tea Parties, the churches, so on and so forth, then they're being called out for attacking America's faith as well as America's military. Yes! Folks, if he's not attacking the World War II vet, then he's attacking the military, and he's attacking the faith of the American people within the military. And just think, the American people are standing down and allowing this to continue on. Folks, the attacks that I just brought forth, folks, are just the tip of the iceberg. This was just last week. Remember what James Madison said. He said, if tyranny and oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Well, what's interesting about that is, America, you and your faith are under attack 24/7 by this administration. Yet this administration is entertaining your enemies within the White House, as is he stealing your money and reallocating your finances to fund your sworn enemies. Now let me take you back to September 11th, 2001 to show you the deception that's at work in America today. If you remember correctly, after both World Trade Center towers were dropped, the American people were inundated with the fact that we were under attack by radical Muslims. Well, we were bombarded through the state-run media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with what? Fear and oppression. Fear and oppression. Our federal government was standing behind these propagandists, asking us, the American people, to forfeit our rights and freedoms for more of their government control. As a matter of fact, they even went so far as to pass the deceptive legislation called the Patriot Act, when in fact it should have been called the Act of Tyranny. For those that did not know, this bill was passed at 3:30 in the morning, and not one, listen carefully, not one of the United States representatives had time to read through this unconstitutional act. And friends, it is unconstitutional because it upends your Constitution. Remember what Thomas Jefferson said. He said the purpose of government is to ensure your rights, not to attack your rights. Yet we know on the eve of 2008, again, President Barack Hussein Obama said that in 5 days that he was going to fundamentally transform America. That means foundationally. And of course, what was sold to the American people through deceptive measures, as the American people were sold a bill of goods, and they believed that this president was talking about a reclamation of our founding documents to the way it should be. And what was his motto? What was his slogan? Change. And the change that he was talking about was not what the American people were sold. He did the exact opposite of what he said, but why wouldn't he be when Saul Alinsky, master to Barack Hussein Obama, disciple, they go and they actually high-five Lucifer and his methodology, and they've taken on their doctrine, hook, line, and sinker, only to do what? To destroy. And when you read the book of John, chapter 10, folks, it's this. You know what's interesting? It's so clear. This isn't like weird. It's like in your face. The Word of God always tells us which direction we should go and to stay the course. As a matter of fact, in the book of Proverbs, the Bible says that we're not to be given to those that are given to change. We should be conforming ourselves to the light and to walk in the light, that we might have fellowship with Him. But what we do is we get away from the light, and then we wonder why we get in trouble. But my point here, friends, is that when you take a look at what's going on in your country, we were told for years that we were under a radical Muslim threat. And since then, we've seen that the American people have now become the so-called terrorists. So now America is witnessing its very own representative government frequently entertaining in the White House. The very group that was accused of attacking America on September 11, 2001, namely the radical Muslims. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 36. So to understand what you're dealing with, you first need to pull off the mask and go into the mind of those that are doing the attacking. We know that while Barack Hussein Obama was senator, he proclaimed in Europe that there was no other way but a new world order. We can go back to George W. Bush. And by the way, friends, I'm not talking about bringing forth fear to paralyze you in the face of your enemy. I'm not doing that at all. So when I'm talking about the New World Order, because if we go back and we just take a look, just go back three presidents before Barack Hussein Obama, we can see George Bush Sr. calling for a New World Order over 212 times from the presidential pulpit. We know that Bill Clinton was America's biggest drug dealer in Mena, Arkansas. That's a fact. We know 147 people mysteriously died around his administration. We remember Waco, Texas. We remember Oklahoma bombing. You remember all this, friends? And remember, it was terrorists that did that, and then they were creating domestic terrorists out of constitutionalists and those that believed in the Bible? You remember all this? Now we see Clinton's administration around Barack Hussein Obama, tried and true to the covenant of hell, which will be broken in Jesus' name. It always is. But here we are. Barack Hussein Obama proclaimed in Europe that there was no other way but a new world order. Folks, there ain't no difference between him and George Bush. You also remember that when he was the senator, he had said that he had traveled to 57 states in our union. Friends, just saying. I'm teaching the bloggers real quick here, friends. There's only 50 states in our union, not 57. And just think, this coming from a self-proclaimed constitutional scholar. Oh, this constitutional scholar also believes that America is a democracy. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution tells us otherwise. But what we're going to do when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about mask off and showing you the enemy within, friends. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target.
At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Just talking about what our forefathers warned us of again. That if tyranny and oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. James Madison, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Abraham Lincoln said that. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. The first two segments, I was talking about September 11th. For years, we were inundated with the fact that we were under attack by radical Muslims. Now the DHS and this federal government and this criminal administration are pointing the finger at those that don't agree with their ideology, and they're trying to criminalize you. Friends, they are trying to criminalize you. And the great wonder here, friends, is the American people have let it go this far. Machiavelli was destroyed for the lack of impeachment. The American people have been deluded in their minds to believe and deceived into their minds to believe that government for some right or for some reason has the right to come in and do whatever they want to do. That is the furthest thing from the truth, friends. Now you have an administration entertaining your enemies within the White House, stealing your tax dollars, reallocating them to your sworn enemies, Benghazi, Egypt. I can go on and on and on and on and on. It's a different show. Then we talked about how Barack Hussein Obama has called for a new world order over in Europe. and that he believes that there's 57 states in our union, and that he's a self-proclaimed constitutional scholar. But interestingly enough, even at the college that he supposedly went to, the professors don't even know where he was. You know, it's kind of weird like that. But for most Americans that haven't taken the time to pull the curtain back, no wonder you're being destroyed, because you're too busy entertaining yourselves out of your freedoms. Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, I know. Can you imagine our forefathers saying the same thing? Yeah. When you get a minute, friends, for all you ground feeders, please do read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, because this scholar believes we're a democracy. And don't forget about how Mao Zedong, you know, overthrew the Republic of China. The way he did that is he went to the younger generation and taught them that they were a democracy. But you know what? It's not just Barack Hussein Obama. It was Bill Clinton. It was George W. Bush. And it was Daddy Bush too, friends. You know, so much for the left and the right, right? You know what's sad about all this, friends, is the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. I've said it so many times that they can get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Nope, they don't. You know, I'm spending time today talking about mask off, the mind of the enemy within. And you can always tell when a stick is crooked when you lay a straight one next to it. When I read the Bible, I can clearly see who the enemy is because of the way he acts. I can clearly see who he is by judging him by his fruits. He can say one thing, but I know him by the fruits that it bears, that tree. An apple tree can tell me he's an orange tree all he wants, but when that fruit comes forth, apples are going to come off those branches, friends. And when apples come off those branches, evil fruit comes off those branches, he can tell me he's good all day long. But I can see that the fruit that he's bearing forth is evil fruit. And Jesus told us that as well. Friends, when you get some time, check out and download the podcast over the last week, because I did a whole discourse on Saul Alinsky and Barack Hussein Obama and their ideologies. It's pretty astonishing stuff, friends. So I've spent a half hour showing you the enemy within, pulling the mask off. Now what I want to do is I want to bring you over to the Mayflower Compact really quick, and then I want to go to some landmarks, because this is information you probably didn't know, and it's pretty cool stuff too, by the way. But the Mayflower Compact preceded the Declaration of Independence, and it's really short. Now listen carefully. This is the Mayflower Compact, which reads, "In the name of God, amen, we whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God, of England, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents, solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one of another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic." Politics is the science of government, by the way. "For our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws." Isn't it interesting? Today we talk about, and we hear much of equality, but they throw off the word law. We want equality! We want equality! We want equality! What do you mean, equality? What is the reference to your equality that you seek? Whatever the president says. We have no king but the president. No. I'm asking you, what is the reference for the equality that you're seeking out? Here, let me give you the answer. Law. Okay, well, let me ask you the next question. Then who's the lawgiver? Our president. Our king. Our monarch. Our despot. That tyrant in the office. That's him. I'm talking about the Mayflower Compact reads in the name of, it starts off in the name of what? God. So when we're talking about equal laws and equality, it's under the laws that God gave. Common sense. Common law. I go on. Ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time, as shall be thought most inconvenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience, and witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord, King James of England, France and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 5th, 4th. The 54th. Anno Domini. 1620. Huh. And that's pretty cool, isn't it? That preceded the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence. Huh. So when I go over to the Declaration of Independence, and I begin to take a look at the Declaration of Independence, I can merely pull it up really quick. Okay. And as I'm pulling it up, I can begin to read. And when I begin to read, I cannot, for the life of me, friends, see it in front of my face right now for some weird, odd reason. Oh, these things happen once in a while. Yeah, they do. They really do. I'm going to pull up. A Declaration of Independence that I can actually read. That would be great. Yeah. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume the powers of the earth, the separate and equal stations to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Okay, so wait a second. So they made reference to God in their separation. So they're separating themselves from the wrong and they're taking on the right. Yeah, and I've shared that several times, friends. It's time to throw off our wrongs, not our rights. It's time to put on our rights and throw off our wrongs. Because we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal by God, their Creator. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Rights, not privileges. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Not murder. Not bondage. And not misery. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Exodus 18:21. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. Is that what it says? Nope. Deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. That means the government works for you, America, not the other way around. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, get rid of it, eradicate it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles, God's principles, and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety, and happiness. Prudence, that's wisdom in the way of caution, indeed will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, changeable. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer. Listen, mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses, usurpations, pursuing invariably, the object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes the paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for your phone calls, friends. We're getting some on-air and off-air calls right now, emails and the such. We appreciate that very much. Right before the break, I was talking about the Declaration of Independence. I can just hear some people saying out there, man, Bradley, you're a radical dude. No. These are our forefathers. See, this is what these tyrants in this administration are afraid of, that when people finally do read their documents, they're going to be liberated to know that they don't have to suffer the abuses of criminal government. See, and this is the demonstration of our forefathers that went before us. And when I begin to read these documents, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, listen, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. Hey, folks, what is the state-run media doing 24/7? Anybody that reads that document, oh, man, they're radical. Oh, look at those guys. They're extremists. Oh, look at them. No, they are extreme in upholding and in walking in the light that God has given them because they want to remain liberated. They don't want to be entangled or in bondage to some despot, tyrant, or monarch. Let me go on. But when a long train of abuses, reading the Declaration of Independence and usurpations, overthrowing the Constitution, friends, pursuing invariably the same object convinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government. This is the Declaration of Independence. And to provide new guards for their future security. That would be you. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter the former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in a direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And friends, they go on and on with the abuses of the king. And this is exactly what we hear on a daily basis through the state-run media. But they're not bringing forth the resolve They're not going back to your founding documents. They're not showing you that government is violating the law of our constitutional republic. No, they're just, look at they're doing, look at they're doing. Can you believe what they're doing? Can you believe what they're doing? After the abuses are read off, it comes back in to the Declaration of Independence. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant, that he is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attention to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigrations and settlements here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of common kindred to disavow these usurpations which inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace friends. This is how they end. Our forefathers ended with 56 signatures on the Declaration of Independence. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude, back to the ways of truth and uprightness, of our intentions, due in the name by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all the allegiance to the tyrant, to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, to do all other acts and things which independent states may of a right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance of the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Huh. I just read the Declaration of Independence. That's pretty radical to someone that doesn't want you to have that information, I suppose. Folks, did you know, speaking of landmarks, when you go to Lady Liberty, that was given unto us by the French? Did you know that Thomas Jefferson was asked to make the distinction between European government and American government? The distinction was heaven and hell, said Thomas Jefferson. When you look at Lady Liberty, you can see the eternal flame. What's the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance, said our forefathers. At the very base, right under her feet, it says, liberty enlightening the world. Read Isaiah 51. The torch in the statute's right hand is a symbol of freedom, as I said. In her left hand, she holds a tablet. The tablet is the Declaration of Independence, friends. And at her feet is a broken chain, symbolizing that we are a free country. Free country. Let's go to the Washington Monument. Let's go in detail, talking about landmarks, monuments. On the aluminum tip of the capstone is the Latin phrase, Laus Deo. Praise be to the Lord. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise be to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. Bradley, they're Masons. Hey, listen, the Holy Ghost only bears witness to the truth, and if there's an anointing and he's bearing witness to the truth, then it must mean praise be to God. I don't care how they label themselves. Along the stairway to that height are 190 carved tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and foreign governments to the American government. And the blocks resound, speaking of the capstone and the Washington Monument, the blocks resound with quotations from Scripture. Oh, Bradley, we're just not a Christian nation. Exodus 28, holiness to the Lord is found on the blocks in the Washington Monument. Holiness to the Lord. Search the scriptures, John 5:39, Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, and such invocations as may heaven to this union continue its benefits. By the way, all 50 states and their state preambles start out with what? The acknowledging of God Almighty, the God of the Mosaic Institution. And if it wasn't the God of the Mosaic Institution, common law, then why is Moses and the Ten Commandments on the back of the United States Supreme Court building with the Ten Commandments in his hands? One tablet in each hand, and right under it, it says, Justice, the Guardian of Liberty. Well, Bradley, that's not good enough. That's just not good enough. I know I'm not kicking against your goads, though, Mr. Atheist. I'm not kicking against your goads, Mr. I don't believe in anybody or anything. You know, might I remind you, the two flags that were flying were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus during the Revolutionary War. And by the way, atheist, you didn't exist back then, said Ben Franklin, 1793. Yeah, because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole, that's why. Hey, just saying. Oh, and just forget about the 25 of the 56 signers that had seminary degrees. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. No. Man, Bradley, you're blowing my cover. You ain't got a cover, bro. That's the whole point. All things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. The Lord looketh upon all of the earth, going back and forth, looking at the evil and in the good. And all roads, my friends, lead to the judgment seat of Christ. And I'd rather have you hating me for telling you the truth now than when you get there and find out who really did do the loving, you're going to turn around and say, oh, I thought that guy was hating on me when in fact he was loving on me. No, I know. Read Psalm 109. David was hated for his love. Read John 7:7. Read John 15. Inscription on our liberty bell, and proclaim liberty throughout all the inhabitants to unto all the inhabitants thereof, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Leviticus 25:10. Boy, that's an inconvenient truth, isn't it? It's a stumbling block. It's a rock of offense. Yep, I know. What about the Matrix of Liberty? This is found in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Matter of fact, one of the fascinating monuments presented with a national monument to the forefathers located in Plymouth, the monument which faces northeast to Plymouth Harbor sits in the center of Circle Drive. The plan of the principal pedestal is shaped in an octagon with four small and four large faces. From the small faces project four buttresses. On the main pedestal stands the heroic figure of faith with her right hand pointing towards heaven and her left hand clutching the Bible. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Upon the four buttresses also are seated figures, and the emblems of the principle upon which the pilgrims founded their commonwealth, each having a symbol referring to the Bible that faith possesses, counterclockwise from the east, are freedom, morality, law, and education. Wow, talking about the landmarks. Hey, folks, just reminding you who you are and where you came from so you know where you're going and who you need to call upon. You got Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you about what I do, and I'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.